Armadoxy for today, time back to front. This week we're exploring timing, how events large and small take place over the course of time, what is meant by God's time, and why patience is a virtue. Yesterday I shared with you the story of the Armenian Martyrs Monument in Montebello, which received historic landmark status by the state of California. My grandparents, all four of them, were survivors of the Armenian Genocide. They came to America with literally the shirts on their backs. The next generation, that is my parents, were the ones that built up from scratch. They were the ones that recognized the importance of remembering the past to prevent it from happening again. The Montebello Monument was built with that intention by the efforts of an entire community of people who supported the idea of remembering. A small group of 18 men spearheaded that effort, and I'm proud to say that my dad was one of those Montebello Monument Committee members. In April 1968, His Holiness Vazquez I, the Catholicos of all Armenians, dedicated that monument in a ceremony that was witnessed by thousands. So there I was, at the foot of the 75-foot monument, with a few hundred people in attendance to turn over the monument to the state of California in its dedication as a historic landmark, in line with places such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Hearst Castle, and the Los Angeles Coliseum. I was standing as the center link of five generations in the time continuum that unites us. My grandparents and my parents were memories today that are sparked by this monument. I'm standing there looking at an audience that included my children and my grandchildren. Five generations represented with memory, presence, and a future. I was honored and privileged to offer the opening prayer for the dedication of the monument as a historic landmark. I wish to share it with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day and this chance to leave a legacy by designating our Martyrs Monument as a historic landmark. Bless all those who made this a possibility. Montebello means beautiful mountain, and with this monument and all that it symbolizes, the 1.5 million martyred saints of the Armenian Genocide, this has become a holy and sacred mountain for us, a place where we can remember the past and also stand in thanksgiving to this country, the United States of America, for opening its doors to us as a place of safety and a place where we felt belonging. Bless, O Lord, the work of our hands. May this monument continue to stand as a beacon of remembrance and inspiration, inspiring us and the generations to come to remain vigilant against injustice and wherever the unspeakable crime of genocide is thought of in this world. May we be moved to action and work for peace. We ask this in the name of the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me tomorrow as we continue on this thread.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.